Our Father and our God, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you all the glory because of the gift of a brand new day. Thank you especially because as we celebrate the juvenile harvest, we celebrate the fact that some of us were here last year and we're here this year. Father, we do not take that for granted, and we give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. As we celebrate today, I pray that the sound of celebration and rejoicing will not cease from our mouth and from our lives in the name of Jesus. I pray that, Lord, you will take us from one level of glory to another in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. I said, church, praise the Lord. I welcome you again this morning. We want to thank God for our children. It's amazing that we begin the season of harvest with the celebration of children. Jesus, speaking to us, said, except we receive his kingdom like a little child, it's going to be difficult for us to enter in. Why? Because a little child just trusts. Once you say something to a little child, he believes you. And so God is saying to us that as our Father, we should receive him as a little child. Praise God. This morning, we are looking at the harvest of what? There's expo, church. All you have to do is look up there. The harvest of what? Harvest of what? Divine coverage. That word divine there means what? That word divine implies that there is a spiritual power that is beyond us. Praise God. Which means we cannot be covered except there is a power that covers us. Praise God. Praise God. And the word harvest there refers to the process of gathering. Now, there is a period where you sow, and then there's a period when you harvest. Now, the truth of the matter is that during the season of harvest, the farmer actually works harder to harvest. Why? Because he has a brief period of time to bring in the harvest, and if he wastes time, he will lose the harvest. Praise God. For our text this morning, let's turn our Bibles to Leviticus chapter 26, verse 2 to 3. Leviticus 26, verse 3 to 6. 26, verse 3 to 6. Leviticus. If you walk in my statutes and observe my commandments to do them, then I will give you your rains in their season, and the land shall yield its increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Your threshing shall last to the time of the grape harvest. It means that there will not be a gap from one harvest to the other. You will enjoy the reaping of harvest. Praise God. And you shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land securely. Verse 6. I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will remove harmful beasts from the land, and the sword shall not go through your land. Somebody shout hallelujah. I tell you a quick story from a book that I read. The book is titled The Book That Changed Everything, and that's actually referring to the Bible. And there is a country in Europe called St. Gallen. Part of the coat of arms of that area is a bear. You know what a bear is? B-E-A-R. A ferocious looking bear. Now, history, not mythology, history says that one of the hermits who established that community, when he moved to that place and he established that community, something happened one night. While he sat at the fire, a bear came out to him. Now this man had been studying the word of God. He had been studying the Bible. And he saw that God had given us authority, especially in the book of Genesis, over the fish of the sea and over every animal upon the earth. So based on that understanding, he just spoke to that bear in the name of Jesus to leave. Now history tells us that the bear went away. But the bear went away and came back with a stick and sat beside him and began to warm himself. And for the rest of that man's life, that bear came regularly and would sit with him and warm itself beside his fire with the man sitting there. And that came because of an understanding. So I'm saying to us, God is saying to us this morning, in verse 6, he's saying that something will happen. We will be able to dwell in our land in safety. We will not be afraid of the evil beast. Somebody shout hallelujah. So, we live in difficult times, but God has seen ahead of us and provided for us what we need to do. What do we need to do? Now, if you look at that Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 3, the first word you will find there is the word if. And that word is condition. So it's not an assumption that everybody will dwell in the land safely. There's a condition in order for these promises to be fulfilled. And that's the condition that we want to look at this morning. So when you walk, God speaking in verse 3, when you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them. Remember Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, being careful to do all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. The problem many times is when we read that Bible, we read it as God will make my way prosperous. But this is God speaking to us to say that what determines your prosperity is you. You will make your way prosperous. You will have good success. So we go back to Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 1. Because we're looking at verse 3, it just makes sense that this conversation should have begun from somewhere. And that conversation began from verse 1, actually. And that's where God was speaking and saying, you will not make any idols. Praise the Lord. You will not do what? Make any idols. What's an idol? An idol is an object of extreme devotion. It's an object of extreme devotion. An idol is anything that will take the place of God in our life. Okay. So when it comes to protection, who protects? That's a question that each and every one of us has to ask himself. If my protection is based on the guard that is outside my house, that's my idol. And I hope you know that the guard sleeps. It just makes sense. You enter your room, you go under your blanket, you cover yourself to sleep. The man realizes that you have switched off the light. He too enters his own place and he goes to sleep. And he earns money at the end of the month. In other words, except the Lord watches over a city, the night watchmen, who are the night watchmen? The vigilantes, the policemen, your DSS, your NCDC, your military, everybody, they stay awake in vain. So every time we put our trust there, we're simply saying that that's my idol. Talking about provision. What's our idol when it comes? Who provides for us? My God shall liberally supply, fill to the full all your needs according to his riches in glory. A lot of us know that scripture. But when it comes to the reality, so your boss says we have to downsize and you have to go, and you put your two hands on your head and say my life has come to an end. That simply just tells us that my Lord is not liberally supplying your own. Because for the believer at that point. He says, when one door shuts, there is a God that opens a door and no man can shut it. Let's look at health. Now I'm going to say some things and they are correct. But where is our trust? If your trust for health is in the food you eat, and the food you eat is fine, God gave us food in order to keep our body going. But if your trust is in only in the food that you eat and in the exercise that you do, we have people who ate right and exercised right and still died young. Praise God. So there is a component that we must have. And Exodus 23 verse 25 says, you will serve the Lord your God, he will bless. So if he doesn't bless your bread and your water cannot do you no good. And I will take away sickness from the midst of thee. The number of your years I, the Lord, will fulfill. It's only the Lord that fulfills the number of our years. And then Exodus 15, 26 tells us that last part. I am the Lord that heals you. I like one of the very recent translations. It says, I am the Lord, your doctor. So we must see that protection, provision, health comes as avenues for God to bless us. You have a job, it's an avenue for God to bless you. You eat good, right? It's an avenue for God to bless you. It's not God, it's the avenue. Praise God. So he says, I am the Lord, your God. And very quickly, because of our time, let's look at the I am. And I want to look at only five I ams. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And that's provision. John chapter 6, verse 35. I am the bread of life. So everything you and I need to survive in this life, it comes only from one, and that is the Lord. Number two, I am the light of the world. John chapter 8, verse 16. John chapter 8, verse 16. I am the light of the world. So no matter how dark this world gets, I have confidence that I have the I am who is the light of the world. No matter what decisions I need to take and how confused I may sound like, I have the light of the world inside me. I cannot be confused. Number three, I am John chapter 10 verse 9. John chapter 10 verse 9. I am the door. I am the door. This is Jesus saying, all opportunities come from me. I'm the one who opens doors. Praise God. You've heard the popular saying, opportunity knocks but once. Haven't you heard it before? Let me surprise you. For the believer, opportunity does not knock but once. Praise God. There is he that opens the door for you. With mercy and repentance, you can come back and he will open another door. That's one thing from experience I have seen with the Lord. I am the door. You are looking for an opportunity. You are looking for a breakthrough. You are looking in the wrong places. Look to the Lord. He is the door. Number four, I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. John chapter 10, verse 11 and 14. And the good shepherd provides for us protection and provides for us guidance. Protection and guidance. And I say to you, as you recognize the I am, he will protect you in the name of Jesus. He will guide you in the name of Jesus. You will not go astray in the name of Jesus. He will guide the generation that comes after you in the name of Jesus. They will not be lost in the name of Jesus. They will not go astray in the name of Jesus. The world will not capture them in the name of Jesus. Number five, I am the vine. John chapter 15 verse 1 to 5. I am the vine. John chapter 15 verse 1 to 5. What do you use the vine to do? You use it to make wine. When do you serve wine? During celebration. So I say to you, celebration will not cease because the I am is present in your life in the name of Jesus. That which you need to oil your life, that which you need to make life sweet, that which you need to make life a joy will not be far from you in the name of Jesus. You need new clothes. I am the vine. You need new headgear. I am the vine. You need a new car for celebration. I am the vine. You need a new house. I am the vine. You need new shoes. I am the vine. Whatever you need for celebration, I am will make it available for you in this season in the name of Jesus. The Lord demands reverence from us in order for this I am to be a reality in our lives. And if we don't have a personal relationship with God, then it's easy for us to replace him with idols. All of us under the sound of my voice this morning must make up our minds that on this day of juvenile harvest, we will make Jesus the Lord of every aspect of our lives. Why? Turn with me to Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. Therefore, God has highly exalted him, talking about Jesus, and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is what? Church, I cannot hear you. That Jesus Christ is what? That Jesus Christ is what? To the glory of God the Father. Children, look at me. Because I want to close, but I need to talk to children. Children, look at me. Put your right hand on your chest. Parents, what I'm about to do this morning, I'm about to sign your children to the Lord. Now, if that child is wayward, the Lord will catch him. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. If that child wants to go his own way, the Lord will catch him. Amen. Okay, you know what it means by the Lord will catch? Sometimes if God has to break people's leg and heal it, he will break it and heal it, then they will come to him. Praise God. Doesn't mean that he's wicked. It means that he's after their spirits. Praise God. And if your child is not here this morning, and you are the parent and you are sitting here, please put your right hand on your chest as we say these very simple words. Jesus Christ is my Lord. Now, children, can I hear you? I want to hear only the children. Like when they say children, 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 and you shout, yes. I want to hear you shout, Jesus. When you shout it loud enough, I will stop. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
It's not yet loud enough. One more time. Jesus.
Jesus.
Good. Is.
My.
Now with your loudest voice. Lord. Can you give your children a round of applause this morning? Hallelujah. I close with the declaration of the sevenfold blessings in Leviticus chapter 2 and verse 3. Please raise your two hands. Just rise on your feet quickly and raise your two hands to heaven. I close with this declaration. I say to everyone in this place this morning, rain shall come to your land in season in the name of Jesus. I said every area of your life that is dry, receive the rain from heaven in the name of Jesus. Number two, where you have decreased, I speak increase in the name of Jesus. Where you have increased, I speak more increase in the name of Jesus. Where it looked like you had been barren, I speak increase now in the name of Jesus. Number three, you have harvested before now. I speak a full harvest to you in the name of Jesus. For some of you, you have lived from hand to mouth.
Your harvest seems to end. For some of you at the edge of breakthrough, just when the harvest is about to happen, something happens and it delays the harvest. I say it ends today in the name of Jesus. I speak a full harvest to you in the name of Jesus. You will live from one level of harvest to another in the name of Jesus. Number four, whatever you have gathered, you will eat in full in the name of Jesus. It will not be poison to you in the name of Jesus. You will not gather for scattering in the name of Jesus. You will not put together and another person inherit in the name of Jesus. I say to you that house which you are building, your feet, alive, breathing and well, will possess that house in the name of Jesus. The grace to finish it, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Number five, you will dwell in this land in safety in the name of Jesus. For everyone under the sound of my voice, kidnappers, armed robbers, armed bandits, no matter what they are called, they are all agents of darkness. They will not come near you in the name of Jesus. You will go out in peace. You will return in safety in the name of Jesus. When you ply the roads, when you fly in the air, when you go by sea, the presence of God will go with you in the name of Jesus. That presence that gives you rest, those whom you didn't tell that you were traveling will not know by virtue of calamity that you traveled in the name of Jesus. I said, my God will go with you. I say, my God will go with you. Number six. We command peace in this our land in the name of Jesus. Every affliction ceases now in the name of Jesus. Every troubler of Israel dies now in the name of Jesus. Every power that has worked against us, we render it impotent now in the name of Jesus. You will lie down in peace. You will not be afraid. That which keeps you awake at night, it ends today in the name of Jesus. And the final one, number seven, the sword shall not go through your land. I said the sword shall not go through your land. You will not die before your time. You will not bury your children. You will come to a ripe old age, full and satisfied of years, in the mighty name of Jesus. Please give a clap offering to the Lord if you believe this.
Hallelujah.